T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former PGA golfer, now Golf Channel analyst John Cook is with the Bull and the Fox. John, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me. And the tribe kicks it off at home tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's going on right now. It's about to start in just a couple of minutes. I know you're from Ohio. You a big Indians fan?
Oh, heck yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we spent a lot of time, family up there in Akron, and my dad used to run at the tournament at Firestone, so we're big Cavs fan, big Tribe fan. Get the Browns, get them going. We'll be all right.
Absolutely,
John. We let's get to the Masters here because I'm in a panic right now, John. I am worried. I'm ready for my Tiger Woods comeback, but he is struggling today.
Can we just give him full disclosure? He only like golf when Tiger's good.
Yeah, I'll be honest, John. Yeah. I'm not a huge golf guy myself. Be totally honest, but I respect the guys, of course. It's just not my. But I love Tiger, and when he's good, I'm in. I'm watching. I'm locked in, and my guy Tiger is struggling. He's +3. Plus +4 for the tourney.
Yeah, he bogeyed number one with a pitching wedge in his hand, so that's a drop shot or two. He hit his second shot unplayable on the fifth hole, made a double there, and just had a really good opportunity at number eight and end up making a par. So he's not really sharp. He's just pretty untidy and not taking advantages of some of his opportunities, and then he's missing the ball in the wrong places, and you can't play Augusta from the wrong spots.
How was he in round one? I mean, he shoots a 73, he's +1, and after the round, he's like, I'm in this championship again. He was very confident, even though he didn't play his best game. He didn't birdie any of the par fives
right
in round one, which is a bit of a surprise. You'd think he would be able to do that. I mean, when you watched round one, is it a lot of the same stuff you're seeing here today as well? Is he just off a little bit? Maybe got a little bit lucky on Thursday.
Yes, it's similar to yesterday, where he didn't birdie any of the par fives, which he lives on the par fives. He just destroys them, and he played them in even par. Didn't take advantage of any of them today. Much the same. The first two, he didn't birdie number two. He had an iron into number eight, made par. Those are just wasted opportunities, and he's playing the rest of the course okay. Not great, but okay. But if he normally, hammers the fives like he does, he's right around even par, which is right in the tournament, but unfortunately he's not. He's going to have to play a really good second nine and to get back in this championship.
We're talking with John Cook for the Golf Channel, former PGA golfer. John, let's go to the top of the leaderboard. You got Patrick Reed and Mark Leishman leading the way. And obviously it's way early. We're only kind of midway or partly way through the second round. Mark Leishman in particular is -3 for the day through eight, and they're the co-leaders at -5. Neither one of these guys are huge names. Tell us about these two guys, and can they go from this point coast to coast?
Well, certainly. Mark Leishman is an accomplished player. He is actually playing with Tiger in the same grouping.
Right.
So he's playing on the big stage. But he's won golf tournaments, and he finished last year very, very well. He had a chance. He lost in a playoff at the Open Championship a couple years ago to Zach Johnson. He was one shot out of a win here at the Masters a few years ago. So Mark Leishman is no slouch. He is a really good player. Patrick Reed hasn't won a major, but he's a really good player. He's won golf tournaments. Kind of in the last year, hasn't played his best, but he's certainly kind of turned that corner, started to play a lot better, and he is no joke. He loves the Ryder Cup. We need him on that Ryder Cup team for the United States side. So this is a great springboard for him. And he's one of those younger players that you would think at some point is going to break through for a major championship. So maybe not household names, but very, very accomplished.
We're talking with John Cook from the Golf Channel. John, I don't want to butcher his last name, but the gentleman who looked like he broke his ankle.
That was so ugly.
It was one
Tony
of the
Finau. How
Tony Finau. Yeah. So he, of course, in the par 3 contest, is celebrating, and like his ankle,
a hole in one.
Literally, celebrating his hole in one, and his ankle looks like it goes in 5 different directions. It's insane. Yeah. He pops it back in. Like listen, I'm a former athlete myself. I've never seen anything like that in my life. What the heck? And how? And he's played great through this tournament so far.
Yeah, when that happened, and I know Tony fairly well. He's a wonderful athlete. He's a 3-time All-State basketball player out of Utah. I mean, so the kid's an athlete. He looked like an athlete on that little run in that little backwards trot. And you think that he had done that before because he just popped his ankle back in and just kind of went about his business. But he said that he had not done that before. So he's, it's just, an athletic kid that is playing in his first Masters. He went in and got it taped up, throw some dirt on it and get back in there. And he's done that. And yesterday he had it taped up. He said as the round went on, he just got stronger and stronger. And, he's a really, really good player and just one of those young guys that is just looking for that breakthrough win. And he played okay today. He didn't shoot himself out of it. So if he can hobble around the last 36 holes on a really tough, difficult golf course to walk, Tony will be all right.
Hey, John, let's just go back to Wednesday for a moment, because maybe one of the coolest things I've ever seen in sports was when Jack Nicklaus's grandson comes on and has that one shot and he hits a hole in one. I don't even know the story behind it. Like, how did he end up getting that opportunity to do that? I know that event is very family friendly and it's just very laid back and all that. So, I saw the video and it's just,
right.
And Jack has been tweeting about it. It's like one of the greatest things he's ever seen. Forget the gold jacket or the green jackets. It's just, this is something he'll never forget.
Yeah, it's the par 3 tournament and Wednesday is really all about the patrons and it's just a lot of fun. And when you play in it, you have buddies caddy for you, or you have your kids caddy for you, or you have your wife or girlfriend caddy for you. It's just a lot of fun. And Jack had one of his grandkids caddy for him, GT, and
GT.
He was a nice golfer, big kid. Really good athlete, and there on the ninth hole, he just said, "Okay, grandson, GT, just put one on the ground and let's hit one." And sure enough, he makes a one. And he being a father and actually a grandparent now, that when your kids do something like that, you're more proud of them than you would ever be of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the way Jack was, and he's still talking about it. It really was just a great moment. And he's doing it right in front of Gary Player and Tom Watson, too. So, how exciting is that?
So cool. So cool.
We're talking with John Cook of the Golf Channel, former PGA golfer. John, I know before the Masters, they announced that if anybody screamed out Dilly Dilly, they were going to get kicked out. As someone who's a casual golf fan, I find it funny. Once the ball's already hit, especially
right.
When somebody screams out "ba ba booey," or maybe people get sick of it. Do the golfers hear it? Do they care? I mean, as long as it's not during their backswing, is it that big a deal, or is it a big deal?
It really isn't that big a deal, except for this week. This week is different. The Masters and Augusta National, it's a whole different thing. There's
right.
It's more of a privilege to be at Augusta and watching the Masters and being a patron. It's really the only week of the year that it's like this, and so the patrons that go to Augusta to watch the Masters feel like they're invited guests. And this week
right.
It just kind of is just that level. Any other week probably not, but this week you kind of have to respect the hallowed grounds of Augusta National. Any other week, bring on the 16th hole at the Waste Management Phoenix. You bring that on because the more eyes on our game, the better. And if people want to have some fun, let them go have some fun. But this is the one week where you might just want to kind of, take it down a notch.
I got that. I like that. That's cool.
We all remember the movie Tin Cup in 1996. It comes out, and we remember, you know, going over the water and trying to reach the green, and he keeps dropping the ball back in the water. And we had the moment this week with Sergio Garcia, who had the worst score at the 15th hole in the history of the Masters. He takes an 8-over par, got a 13 on Thursday, 5 balls in the water. I mean, it was unbelievable that he was – and he just would be, you know, obviously, like, I'm just going for it. What'd you make of that? That was pretty wild.
Yeah, that's wild. And, you know, what happens is, you know, it probably took 30 minutes to play that hole for him, and it probably seemed like it was 15 seconds. It probably started to happen so fast. He just, you know, kept dropping in the wrong place and hitting the wrong type of shot. And around Augusta, you can be exposed to making mistakes. And he just kept making one after another. So it certainly reminded us of Tin Cup there on that 72nd hole that he played. But Sergio just, you know, he kept hitting the wrong shot at the wrong time, and he paid dearly for it.
John, Tin Cup, Happy Gilmore, Caddyshack. What's the best golf movie for you?
Oh, I'm supposed to say Tin Cup because I was actually in it, but I can tell you every line in Caddyshack, and that tells you that's when a movie hits you, is when you can remember every line of every scene. Seen it a thousand times, so. To me, the number one golf movie has been Caddyshack, no doubt.
Which scene were you? Which scene were you in Tin Cup? Were you on the course? Were you in the? Go ahead.
I was on the course. I was Tin Cup's. I was Roy McIlvoy's third round pairing, and so we were in like one of the last groups, and I actually had a line that got cut, so. You know, that knocked me out of that, you know, the whole, you know, the extra residual thing. But, you know, anytime that movie comes on a loop, you know, feel like we can go out to dinner for a little while. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Was Costner not cool with you guys? Like, how was it?
Kevin was cool. He was very cool. He was learning the game. He had not ever played golf until he got that part. So he was learning how to swing a club. He didn't really have to hit a shot. He just had to look like he knew how to swing a golf club. And then the rest kind of got pieced together. But he was very, very cool. Cheech Marin was off the charts fun. He hung out with us and had a blast. So it was fun to do. We were there in Houston for a week, and we got to hang out with Cheech Marin and Don Johnson and you know, that whole crew. We had a blast. Yeah. It was really a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
All right, we're talking with John Cook from the Golf Channel. Excuse me. If we had to give you, like, you know, an opportunity to make a prediction here. You're, I don't know, what are we, 25 holes in for some guys? You know, the leaders are about 25 holes through. Who's going to win this thing?
I'll tell you who looks really good right now is Rory McIlroy. I think that Rory McIlroy really looks good. He looks patient. he's putting these greens nicely. He kissed the ball. He's really swinging the ball nicely. I'd be tough to go against Rory right now, but, you know, it's so early and so much can happen in the next, you know, 27 holes plus that you just can't. But, you know, what was interesting to me, guys, was there was 15 of the, you know, world's top players, all of them playing good and all of them healthy at the same time. So I think that that's going to kind of play itself out. A couple of the players have kind of played themselves out of the tournament, but... there's probably 10 of the top, you know, players in the world are still right there.
John, we appreciate the time. Great insight. A lot of fun. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Go Bucks. Go Tribe.
There you go.
I love it.
Bucks, good Tribe.
Love it, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.